Hello everyone, I hope you are keeping well. Welcome to another episode of the Middle-Aged Gaming Podcast, the number one show where we talk about games, gaming philosophy, predictions, and pretty much everything under the sun. Your hosts are Adam, Crean, Antoine, and Phil. Pretty much whoever can be there for the show because, as you know, middle-aged gamers are busy. We have family, commitments, work, and so many other things. Enough said, let's get on with the show. Hey, middle-aged gamers, this is Crean back with the latest episode of the Middle-Aged Gaming Podcast. I'm a bit late, and there are a lot of reasons for that. One of the reasons is Antoine is at a Michael Bublé concert, I assume with his wife or maybe some friends. Adam is sick with a very bad throat, so he can't talk today, so you guys just have me, Crean. The big news last night was the launch of the new Apple iPad and the Apple iPad Pro. So this is what I'm going to be talking about today. So if you're an Apple fan, if you've thought about getting an iPad, if you don't have an iPad, this is definitely the podcast for you. So keep an eye on that. We're starting with the Apple Arcade section of the Apple website today because that's why you're here. You are gamers, you're middle-aged gamers, right? So you don't have a huge amount of time in order to game. For example, I'll be moving very soon and I'll be able to do better podcasts and videos from my new place. And one of the things that I don't have a lot of time to do is pack. Because I'm working, I also still spend an hour gaming every day, but that's as much as I limit myself to. So I think most of you guys are probably in the same space, right? If you're very lucky, you get to game 2 hours a day, maybe 3 hours a day for some of you lucky middle-aged gamers. But today we're talking about the Apple ecosystem. You guys know I bought a MacBook recently, right? I have an iPad Pro. I am not an Apple fan. But what I am a fan of is that the Apple Arcade system or the Apple iOS store does have a lot of games, especially board games. If you are a fan of board games, this is the place to go. One of the things I wanted to mention and why we started here is that iPads are really good mobile devices. Like I bought the first 12.9-inch iPad Pro back in the day, and it's been a wonderful device for using in the classroom as a teacher. It's been a wonderful device for gaming with my students, for watching TV, for just gaming by myself. I remember when I first bought my iPad Pro, it was an awesome device to play Hearthstone on, which is one of my favorite card games available. That is why we are here, is to talk about games and gaming and the iPad and whether you should consider buying a new iPad and whether it's worth it. Because one of the things to take into account, with the exception of the original iPad, the iPad Pro is more expensive, right, than what it used to be. Also, not to mention the US dollars, right? The US dollars is particularly strong at the moment. So generally speaking, if you're not in the States and you're buying an iPad, you're going to be paying a little bit more money. Not to mention stuff is in high demand, so you might have to order it early and then you might not be able to get the colors you want. So please keep all of that in mind when you are thinking about buying an iPad. Why do you guys want to buy an iPad? We want to buy an iPad because of the big screen, because of all the advantages, all the games that are available. Why not buy a Switch? Some of you are probably thinking, why should I not buy a Nintendo Switch? Nintendo Switch is definitely cheaper, but a Nintendo Switch is not going to give you that experience of watching TV on a 10-inch screen. Or actually now, the new iPad is 10.9 inches, so it's much better than before. I remember I bought an original iPad, it was 9.7 inches. The new iPad is 10.9 inches for about $500 or so. The iPad Pro is still 12.9 inches for about $1,000, I believe it is, or $1,100, something along that line. And we'll get into the price points a bit later. That's why, because you're getting a multifunctional device. And as middle-aged gamers, you don't have time to play games all the time. So you need a device that you can probably work from if your computer dies. Like my computer's been acting weird recently. It's been crashing. So I'm glad I have a MacBook. I'm glad I have an iPad Pro. It's also one of those things, right? If you have kids or if you have a mom or a dad, hey, you might want this to be a possible hand-me-down device, right? Like when you upgrade, you give this to somebody else. So there are a lot of reasons. The main reason for you guys, of course, is just for the multi-purpose gaming experience. Gaming with friends, gaming with family, gaming by yourself, watching TV, Netflix, Disney Plus, right, wherever you are. Okay, now let's us jump into the actual trailer. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to dissect the trailer for you guys, give you guys my thoughts. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Who is it worth it for? The TLDR is, yes, the new iPad Pro, I think, is worth it. We'll talk about the original iPad and why I think it's not necessarily worth it at the moment. Okay, let us launch the video. Really amazing and good looking. Definitely something for you guys to keep into account. So
you're getting a bigger screen, right, for a really good price. And I'm just watching my video at the moment. It is not recording super well, so I apologize for that. Yeah, 10.9 inches, definitely worth it, right? As I said before in our little bit of an intro, better than the 9.7 inches you would have gotten a few years ago. So that's definitely a reason to think about it. So one of the things they mention here is the Touch ID, right, is on the back, which I'm trying to show you guys over here, but this is, does not skip for, oh, there's the screen. So the Touch ID is on the back. As if you have an old iPad, the Touch ID is on the home button. So some people like those buttons. I've had cell phones with Touch ID or the equivalent of Touch ID or biometric fingerprint readers on the button. I think those are not great. I think the fingerprint readers where they're a little circle or under the screen fingerprint readers are far superior. So that's definitely something for you guys to consider.
Touch ID to the top button.
And let's look here at the mention of the CPU. So one of the things I did want to mention, this is the A14 Bionic CPU. So it is the CPU from the original iPhone 12. So this is two iPhone generations ago. That being said, it is not something that you guys need to worry about. This is an episode that Adam, Antoine, and I were going to do is, hey, actually, like, as the hardware improves in iPads and cell phones, you're not actually getting that much more bang for your buck just because the performance is good enough, right? Like, the i14 Bionic CPU is going to be good enough to play a lot of the games, like 90% of the games. That being said, Apple is trying to move into a direction of AAA gaming, and again, this is just my opinion, with the announcement of Metal. And Metal is their like solution to making gaming run faster and better on the M series CPUs. The M2 is in the new iPad Pro, if you didn't know that already. So if you're buying an original iPad, you're getting a really affordable solution, right? $500 is pretty affordable, and you're getting a decent CPU for most of your games, right? So again, this is still something, if you really need a tablet or you need to upgrade a tablet, if you have an older iPad that has an A14 Bionic, the only difference you're getting with this new is a better screen, better pixels per screen, so better PPI, pixels per inch, I should say. You're not getting better performance at all. So larger screen, better looking screen, that's about it, really. So if you have an old iPad, getting another one like this is definitely not something I would recommend at all for anybody, okay? And let us
14 Bionic chip delivers knockout performance.
CPU on this part of the advert over here tells you about the advantages. It shows some of the things you can do, good photos, video calls, that sort of stuff. They mentioned the new Magic Keyboard as well, which is supposed to be really good though. Let us skip ahead a little bit and then we can get into the iPad Pro, I believe, at some point. There's this, so it's actually from $450. So I'd imagine the base price of this $450 for like the smallest data amount, or like 128 gigabytes, I would imagine is the smallest amount. So $450, actually pretty affordable. I would recommend this for people who have never bought an iPad before or who are holding an iPad that has an A11 or an A10 CPU inside and you want to upgrade to the A14. So that is definitely that. Okay, then we get into the iPad Pro. All right, and the iPad Pro right there is the M2. So as you guys know, I am an M1 MacBook Pro holder and it is an impressive CPU. Like, I can edit 4K video on my MacBook and no problem. Like, this CPU or this computer, my desktop, is a Ryzen CPU. This has issues, right? Software issues, I think, when I'm editing 4K video. The MacBook Pro has no problems at all. The M2 is just really impressive. Like, I've gamed on it. It games really well, right? Despite not having a dedicated GPU. Don't forget, the M1 and M2s have GPU cores on them. They're like the equivalent of an APU, right? An APU is AMD's solution to CPUs and GPUs built on a single die. So definitely worth it, the new M2. That being said, the new M2 is not that much different from an M1. So if you are on a budget, and again, if you have an M1 MacBook, if you have an M1 iPad Pro, you actually don't need an M2 iPad Pro. There's not going to be a huge difference for you here. Definitely something for you to think about. I'm going to skip all the way to the price points where we can talk about like the price and that sort of stuff. 5G Face ID. It has Bluetooth 5.3, which is really cool if you have a new set of iPad iPads Pro, a 12.9-inch screen, right? The Liquid Retina stuff. So the iPad Pro, the 11-inch from
$99 for the 11-inch model, and then and
$1099 from $1,100. I bought the original iPad Pro for $1,000 back in the day. Of course, with supply chain costs, with material costs, the price has gone up by $100. I mean, it is fairly expensive, right? Now, if you're watching the, if you're listening on the podcast, right, it shows this with the Magic Keyboard. Of course, this does not come with a Magic Keyboard if you're paying $1,100. So if you want a keyboard as well, you're going to pay another $200. So that's going to jack it up to, I would say, premium, not really premium, but like business tier laptop range. But again, like you're paying for that really nice screen. You're paying for the reliability. Like this iPad Pro, like this is my first, my second iPad that I've ever bought. And it has lasted for many years. Let me tell you, my students have like poured their fingers on it, touched it, repeatedly hit it, and it is still running well. The battery is not great, right? But this is 7 years, almost 7 years, right? I've had this for 7 years. And this is why I've slowly become an Apple person, because this device has just lasted an absolute forever. It makes me think like I should buy an iPad, an iPhone 14 for my next phone, just because they've lasted that long. And some of my other devices I've had in my life have definitely not lasted that long. All right, guys, so to sum up everything I've said today, if you're a gamer, if you've never had an iPad, you should definitely consider the iPad or the iPad Pro. Wonderful mobile gaming devices. If you don't want to get a Switch, right, if you want a working gaming video viewing device, there's nothing that can beat this unless you're heavily invested in the Android system. If you already have an iPad Pro or an original iPad, if it's very old, again, I would consider this, right? Like, I will definitely consider this in the future. I told my wife that I would not buy a new iPad because I already have a MacBook Pro. So I will just use my MacBook, right, when I'm eating dinner or something and I want to look at stuff. Yeah, that is it, guys. So hope you enjoyed today's video. Hopefully we'll have Adam and Antoine next week for another video. And then I will chat to you guys next week. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share this with your friends and your family. And I will talk to you guys later.
That's all we have time for, folks. Please don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, and share on social media. We are trying to build the best possible community out there. We want to create a home for people just like you. You can find Middle Age Gaming on YouTube, Twitter, Discord, Gmail, and Instagram. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in to Adam and Phil's stream to have a chat with them. See you later!